Okay, it's 6:03, and I'm calling this meeting to order of the Commission on Reapportionment. The date is December 8th, 2021. So for the benefit of the guests, either on Zoom or on the telephone, Fawn, would you mind doing a roll call of the five commissioners that are here?
Yeah, the six commissioners, I believe.
Six, okay.
We have Regis Obajewski.
Here.
Oh, I can see you're here, but you froze up on us. Sarah DeStefano.
Here.
Andy Monk.
Present.
Donna Lutz let us know she couldn't be here tonight. Right. Kenneth Panza.
Here.
Travis Rask.
Here.
And Kathleen Waite.
Present.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And good evening and welcome. All the commissioners were emailed an agenda. Thank you, Fawn, for all of that. And, you know, with that, there were some attachments. And so the minutes and the transcript were for the meeting of November 10th were all part of that package. For our guests, these documents, as well as those of previous meetings. Do we have we have guests tonight, Fawn? On telephone or Zoom?
Michael Baden and Carol Nolan are with us, along with Rob Leibovich and Kristen Gumar from the account. Rob is from the planning office and Kristen from the attorney's office.
Okay. Okay, great. for the minutes of November 10th, I asked for a motion to accept those minutes.
I just want to make a motion to change some of the minutes. Actually, I believe it showed that I was present. I was not present for the last meeting.
Okay.
Terrific. So would somebody like to make a motion to accept the minutes?
As amended.
With that amendment, as amended.
So I'll move to accept the minutes of November 10th as amended.
All right. Ken seconded by Andy. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, great. Carried. the minutes are approved. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners about any of the agenda tonight? And if you have any concerns, just speak up now, please. Any concerns? any of our guests have a question about the agenda? On the agenda, please speak up. Okay, very good. Okay, the first item of old business on the agenda is this draft document called the Guidance for Public Participation in Mapping. So I'm going to give a little bit of an extended introduction. I hope you don't mind. I think it would be worthwhile for purposes of clarification. So this document really has a double intention. One is to welcome the public in the redistricting process. And the second is to make the public very, very clear with guidelines on what is expected, you know, for those who wish to participate. So all commissioners were emailed a copy of that draft, the draft document, and asked to consider either agreement or to propose helpful insights or changes during the discussion period of the motion. Andy has volunteered Andy Monk volunteered to facilitate the discussion. And we hope to reach a consensus in an orderly review of the document. And Andy is, I think, prepared to do that. At the end, I'll ask Andy to kind of summarize the consensus points to ensure that we all have an adequate understanding of the entire document. At that point, call for a vote of the commissioners on the entire draft, which would include the changes that were generated by the discussion. If there's a majority of votes to support the amended document, then we have it, and the writing team will wordsmith the document to incorporate those changes, and I think we can trust them to do it. And once done with that, if the committee could send that to me as chair for disposition so that I could send it on to the county, or actually Fawn can really direct it for proper disposition, such as vetting and then the final posting of the document to our webpage on the county site. So once posted, hopefully before the end of this month, because I think we're under a time gun. It feels like that to me. It may not to you, but I think it would be worthwhile to get the word out this month, even if it's at the end of the month, so that people have a couple of months, at least two, maybe three, it depends on what you decide, months to get this all together. So I apologize for somewhat of a long introduction to this, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody tonight feels heard and is comfortable with this process. So let's begin with a motion to accept the guidance for public participation in mapping, that document, with changes to the draft arrived at by consensus. So who would like to make that motion? Just to get us started.
I'm actually confused now, Regis. What exactly is the action that we're voting to take?
Okay, what we're looking to do is to approve eventually a document which you and the committee that you worked on, the writing committee, along with any amendments, changes, improvements, whatever we decide by consensus are helpful to that draft.
Are we doing the amendments? We're doing the amendments tonight, correct?
We're doing amendments tonight, and that would be part of the discussion of the motion. So in order to get this kicked off, I need a motion to accept the draft with amendments as the guidance document.
Mr. Chairman, might I suggest you make a motion to discuss the draft?
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Amendments
to it. That would be good to separate it.
That's the way we do resolutions. We start with a motion to discuss.
Okay. Let's start with that. A motion to discuss this draft, which will be dealt with right afterwards. So
I'll make a motion to.
Okay. All right. Travis moves second. Sarah, thank you very much. Okay, so discussion, I'm going to turn this over to Andy, who has volunteered to put this together and to field interests and amendments to what was put together. So sure. Andy, would you like to kick this off?
Yeah, thank you so much, Regis. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and share my screen. I want to thank Ken for providing us with the red line document, because in the Google Doc, it provides each comment as its own kind of pre-populated item. Since Ken had a majority of suggestions, what I'll do is share that document, but we'll go through the whole thing and others will have the opportunity to add their own suggestions here in the context of this meeting. So I'm going to do that now if I can figure it out. Cool. This one. I have to open my system preferences to allow this.
And I'm having trouble with my pen. I'll be right back.
I have to quit Zoom in order to allow screen sharing. Should I just quit and come right back?
That would be fine.
Okay, I will do that. Be right back. All right. So sorry about that. Let's try this one more time. Okay. Is everyone able to see this document on the screen?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, great. So what I will do is I'll go ahead and read the paragraph by paragraph, as well as some suggestions that were already entered into the document. And then we can either take suggestions for addition or just approve paragraph by paragraph. If people have suggestions in addition to what's already here, I'm going to enter them as a suggestion live, like typing while the person is making suggestions. And that way we can vote on the suggestion before it's actually incorporated into the document. So that's the process that I'll use. It opens with the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment, COR, welcomes public input into the process of redrawing legislative districts based on population shifts according to the US Census data of 2020 and following applicable laws adjusting the data. Redistricting requires compliance with federal and state laws and rules, as well as expectations outlined in our county's charter. Ulster County will retain its 23 districts, but the boundaries of these districts may look different than what is currently in place. Reasons for potential changes are expanded upon below in a question and answer format. Ultimately, it is the responsibility of the 7 commissioners of the COR to decide by majority vote on a final redistricting plan. Any plans submitted by the public as guidance are appreciated, but may not ultimately impact the creation of the new voting districts. Further information about the commission's membership and open meetings is available elsewhere on the county's COR webpage. Is everyone good with that first paragraph?
I would make two suggestions.
Uh-huh.
In the first sentence, we're assuming that the public understands that we have 23 legislative districts.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say in the very first sentence, in the process of redrawing the 23 legislative districts, in the second sentence, the County Commission on Reapportionment welcomes public input into the process of redrawing 23 legislative county legislative.
Is like that?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I repeated myself. We can deal with capitalization after. So can we vote on incorporating that change, everyone?
I will accept that first change to the first paragraph.
All right, perfect. I need to expand my Zoom meeting. So are we, of the commissioners, can you all raise your hand if you agree? I can now see all of you, which I couldn't before.
Okay.
Kathy, you're on mute.
And did we have
I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
The commission's membership, what does that mean? I mean, what do you mean when you say further information about the commission's membership?
I see what you mean. I think that sentence means like further information about who we are and can be obtained by our website, but we could certainly
modify fine.
That.
I just wanted to know what that meant. That's
okay.
Fine. That's fine.
Cool. All right. So it seems like we're good to, I'm going to go ahead and accept that into the draft. Okay, so next paragraph. What are the redistricting tools needed to participate in redistricting and where can they be found? The software the COR has selected to use for redistricting purposes is Maptitude Online Redistricting from Caliper. The software can be accessed using an internet browser. Any member of the public who wishes to engage in the redistricting process can access the software by clicking here. And then that would be a live link to the Caliper site, which is actually like a very long, kind of ugly looking URL. So that's why it's behind those words clicking here. Everyone good with that? Seems like it. Okay. And then Ken suggested inserting language from the county charter describing the duties of the commission. I am not sure that we want to include charter language in a public-facing document just because I feel like they kind of don't need to know exactly what our responsibilities are. But I'm totally open to being overruled on that and incorporating it into the document. I wonder what everyone else thinks.
Well, since I proposed it, let me say that.
Yeah.
That doesn't, explain the entire responsibilities of the commission. It just really explains what the redistricting is meant to accomplish, and the subjects which are related to that. It's a, you know, it's a single, really a single sentence out of the charter.
Got it. I wonder. I think that makes sense, Ken. And I'll go ahead and read at what's there so far, just because I will refresh my own memory while doing it. Evaluate existing legislative districts and reapportion them as necessary to meet established standards in state and federal law for equal and fair representation of all people in Ulster County, keeping districts compact and contiguous while taking also into account existing town, city, village, and election district boundaries, defining geographic features and equal population within applicable law, but giving no consideration to providing advantage to one or another political party. I wonder if we might take that and incorporate it, because some of it is sort of in the first paragraph. And then we also do get to it later in, you know, about like what it is that, what our considerations are. Does that make sense, Ken? Or do you think it should really be like,
well, I think, I saw that as a preamble to the second, to the following section, which outlined each of those parameters in more detail.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I tend to agree with Andy's initial thinking on this, that this sentence does not give really any context. This is supposed to be a cheat sheet for the public to understand. And we're saying, you know, keeping districts compact and contiguous doesn't really provide much context. It also makes this longer and redundant than when it's again described below. So I think if there's anything in this sentence that we're not providing in the bulleted list below, perhaps we go about adding it to the bulleted bullet list below. But I don't think we're serving the public by providing, you know, a legalese paragraph that does not really give them that much context or further information, and which is already available to them as, you know, on our site as part of the commission rules.
What do you guys think if we split the difference, if we add some of this language into the paragraph above and then refer to the bulleted list at the bottom and say like more information on the considerations of the commission is available below? Because I agree, Ken, we don't really get into it until we actually get into it. So maybe a reminder that it's further down would be helpful.
I don't see split. I mean, it's a language from the charter. I really don't see any. I think splitting it destroys the purpose of repeating the charter language. You certainly can. I mean, the points below elaborate on that language, and certainly those are appropriate. But I think splitting it doesn't really, if you want to, you know, the idea is to explain what the charter actually says.
The point of this document is to serve it as an addition to the charter and not just be the charter. And to me, that this is not providing any context. This is an available document, and that this is supposed to provide a cheat sheet with considerations for the public. That paragraph doesn't add anything to this document, as far as I'm concerned.
I see that Kathy has a comment also.
I just wanted to ask you, Andy, I understand Ken and I understand Sarah's reason. What was your initial reason for not wanting to include this particular paragraph?
I just felt that everything that's in that paragraph is elsewhere in the document. And so adding length felt like it might not be helpful, but upon reading it further, I do see how and more immediate reference to the fact that we will expand upon the concerns or the criteria that we're using could actually be helpful, because it would let, you know, like preview to the public that we will get into it so they don't stop reading right at the start.
And what was your reason, Ken, to provide clarification? Is that why you wanted it inserted here?
Not so much clarification, but more as a definitive statement.
I see.
The purpose of the reapportionment is.
I see. Okay.
Qualifications are below.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So in that case, it seems like there's kind of mixed feelings on the commission. So can I see a show of hands of who thinks we should enter that whole paragraph, probably modified slightly, maybe without the ellipsis and some like minor edits, but more or less as it is.
Well, I propose an amendment, which I sent in to move to insert that paragraph, but I would not accept modifications to the charter language.
Oh, okay. So who would move to, well, not move. Do, Fawn, I'm sorry, for the process, does Ken need to make a movement to insert it and then we vote on it, or how does that work now?
Well, I made a motion to amend the document to include this partition, this paragraph.
Okay.
Someone would have to second that amendment, and then you would vote on it.
You would need a second, and then you need to vote on it.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and second it so that we can get to the vote. And then with that motion...
Just to be clear, if you don't have a second, you can take no action.
Right.
And then it doesn't get amended. Or, you know, just to be clear.
Okay.
You have to vote if you don't get a second.
I'll still second it anyway, and then we can vote. I think that's... easier in some way. So can I see a show of hands who would like to include that paragraph exactly as it is into the document?
Travis? My question is, if we include that paragraph, then we gotta, like you said, just for redundancy purposes, we almost have to redo the document.
Yeah. I think as it's written, I wouldn't vote to include it, which is why I didn't. So I think we can just.
Okay. Yeah.
I think
it's addressed multiple times in the document already.
Yeah.
I can understand if we wanted to put this in from the beginning and then redo the document, but I'm not in favor of redoing the document.
Okay. So.
So then, I'm not voting for it.
In that case, that motion does not pass. So we'll keep going then. So the next thing is sharing with the public what the criteria are that we're looking at when we're making these districts. And the subject heading is, what are some of the rules requiring compliance and expectations to keep in mind for redistricting? I had originally separated them into two sections, one for primary considerations and one to in addition to the above. I'll read it that way, and then we can discuss Ken's motion to strike the heading. Primary considerations are equal population. Each district must include 7,815 residents with a deviation no more than 5% plus or minus. That means a district can be no larger than 8,207 on the plus 5% side and no smaller than 7,424 on the minus 5% side. Contiguity. A district should be one piece, physically connected, not two or more separate pieces. A rule of thumb is that a person should be able to travel within any district without requiring them to cross through another district. And compactness. A district is compact if it is without contorted, dispersed, spiky, or squiggly boundaries. A rectangle or circle shapes are better examples of compactness than a hot dog or salamander shape. And then in addition to the above, existing town, city, village, election district boundaries and defining geographic features, e.g. streams, bodies of water, railroad tracks, should be taken into consideration. We'll get to that. And then not gerrymander. Districts should not favor or discriminate against political parties, incumbents, or candidates. I would actually like to ask for clarification, because the reason I divided those two is that my understanding is that the top three are legal requirements of our work that cannot be, gone against in any way. And that the bottom two, that existing, physical boundaries and not gerrymandering, we're not actually legal requirements of the commission's work, but instead we're, best practice guidelines. Is that correct?
And the statement that Ken had addressed above was not gerrymandering in that charter language? I can't
remember. Oh, in here?
District boundaries.
No.
Well, it sort of is.
It kind of is. I'm actually in favor of pulling away the titles, because in my opinion, based on that language from the charter, they all do kind of represent equal parts.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Ken has already made the motion to remove those subject headings, and I'll second it again to get the vote. All those in favor? I actually am in favor now because of Travis. Okay, perfect. So we'll go ahead and do that. I think that I can incorporate them by... No, I can't. Sorry.
So I wanted to ask a question.
Yes.
On continuity and the second one, continuity. All right. I can't say the word tonight for some reason. You have the district should be one piece. Shouldn't, why isn't it the districts must be one piece?
I like that as well.
Okay. So that actually, and that's nice because it's a little clearer. So continuity to the districts. So we all agree on must. I do.
Yeah.
Seems like, okay. Perfect. Okay. So what was the other thing though? Oh, I wanted to add mountains to this list of geographical features. Does anyone disagree with that? I think it's more important than railroad tracks, mm-hmm. for example.
I agree.
Do we agree to change railroad tracks to mountains?
Yeah. Okay. I would disagree and say railroad tracks are more important.
Where does the law say that the districts must be contiguous?
That's just the law on... districting. I think that's even a Supreme Court decision. I mean, it's part of this is federally controlled as well.
Okay. Well, I think that there's a federal control of the legislative districts. I mean, I think we have to look to the charter language.
There well, I think also laws, like
there are federal laws that govern election law, generally speaking. I don't know it off the top of my head anymore, but happy to look into it and provide it in between meetings.
I think it's also okay for us to require that districts that are submitted to us be contiguous, just because like I personally don't want non-contiguous districts from the public muddying up our work. So I think this document is our instructions to the public and could even potentially be like, it's what we want from them. So even if it's slightly different than what we're actually bound by legally, it might be okay just to leave that.
That's a good point, Andy. You're right. This is what we're trying to vet from the public.
Right.
I think, though, it's also a function of the program that it, Rob, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that there is a function in Maptitude that allows you to check for contiguity. Maybe it's just compactness, but...
It allows you to find the... things that you missed, so that would have with the contiguity, and it also has some compactness measures as well in there, and there's some more advanced things that aren't on the online version that are in the desktop for that. Will just throw some calculations out there.
Great. All right, so then below the expectations, these expectations are not intended to discourage anyone from participating in mapping, but rather to ensure that good ideas are considered on their merits instead of being excluded because an important requirement was overlooked. I think that's pretty self-explanatory and is a nice way to kind of welcome people, like reaffirm that we're excited for these suggestions, but also just like, these are why we're giving you these guidelines. The CRR is only considering completed plans that include all districts. Mapping districts is a bit like pressing down on a part of a big balloon that causes a reshaping of that balloon elsewhere. In other words, if you have a great idea on redrawing one district of interest, you must also draw the other 22 to ensure that your district of interest makes sense in the context of the other districts that must be drawn. Drawing one district in isolation has little merit to a plan where every shape and size affects the whole. Are we all good with that? Makes sense. Okay. And then Ken, thank you for suggesting what is a complete redistricting plan, because of course we didn't say, and I think this addition is very valuable to the document. What is a complete redistricting plan? Maptitude provides tools that confirm a redistricting plan is complete. We completely left that out, and I'm so glad that Ken added it. The Maptitude districts table must show all 23 districts have a population of 7,815 residents with a deviation of no more than 5% plus or minus. The Maptitude plan integrity menu confirms there are no unassigned areas in the redistricting plan, and the Maptitude plan integrity menu confirms there are no non-contiguous districts. If the redistricting plan is free from errors, it can be submitted to the commission for consideration. The deadline for submitting the completed redistricting plans is February 28, 2022. I think that's great. And so I definitely enthusiastically second the motion to add that.
Right. Well,
can I see a show of hands?
Is that a little early though?
Well, I just have a question. Have a question on the February 28th. Is that date okay with everyone? Because that would give the public 2 months to do their redistricting.
I think we may want to push that out a little bit that I think about it.
That's the question here. It seems tight.
Yeah.
Can you keep in mind throughout the process?
Sarah, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Travis. I'm sorry.
No, that was just my question. Is it because we want continued participation from the public throughout the process, or do we want to limit that?
Well, there's going to be public participation throughout the process with regard to public hearings. You know, there's that.
Right.
This the mapping itself. You know, it's a pretty limited time.
I also I tend to think that we need time to be able to review these, and if we have them going much farther into March, then we're reviewing them. Like if we pick the end of March, we're reviewing them in April, and we have to kind of roll this up in the middle of May. And so I think that's why when the subcommittee discussed this date, that's why we picked it, because unfortunately, the completion date sort of requires us to do it earlier so we can actually consider what's submitted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think if we move it out another month, unfortunately, it'll be a scramble to review them, or we won't review them at all. So in order to maximize our ability to actually even look at them and consider them, it does need to be sooner.
Okay. I'll go along with that.
Rob, did you have a comment you wanted to make on that?
I mean, I did. Didn't not have to be done until July 22nd.
It had to be
May 20th is the draft first, that we have to have done to before the hearings.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel
July 20th is the final, right?
Right. I just think giving more time is better. I mean, I don't think you're actually going to get that many completed plans. So, I mean, they have to go through a whole process. I know a couple of people have already done it. It probably took them about 7 hours or so to do. So I think more time is better. I would at least go another 2 weeks personally, but that's up to y'all.
So by our March meeting, is that something that we want to say, and then we can review through till April?
I guess my other follow-up question is how we want to review these in general. Like I don't think it's going to require a formal meeting for us to look at each plan. Like we don't have to vote on them, you know, like we just have to look at them. So I was in the meeting where we picked that date and I was involved in that decision, but now I'm wondering, you know, what is the review process for these submissions?
Yeah. And I guess that's more or less what we need to define then. If we're going to just use them as background, you know, cause that's my concern.
Yeah.
Personally, I think if you go much longer, you're not going to use them at all. And so this is all futile. Mm-hmm. I think you need them earlier. We're going to need to start really buckling down by the end of February on what these maps look like. And I don't know that we really will use them at all. And mm-hmm. I don't say that to say that we shouldn't, but it's just a matter of time constraints.
Why don't we vote on this?
What you're doing here is not a local law or anything. If you decide to amend this date, if you get into February and people are trying to submit plans and complaining that they don't have enough time, you could always go in and change this date and give them an extra 2 weeks extension.
Could we also just continue accepting plans after this deadline and just let that be a thing?
I don't.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. You can do after a deadline, say it's at your own discretion. Not on discretion. It's like it may or may not be reviewed if it's received. That's whatever date you decide.
Or you could say here to ensure your plan is considered by the commission. Right. You need to have it by February 28th.
I mean, you can always extend the date, but it's very hard to bring back a date.
Yeah.
How about that? With the addition of that last couple of words at the end, the redistricting plan, blah, blah, blah. The deadline for submitting complete redistricting plans is February 28th, 2022, to ensure that your plan is considered by the commission. That's like, you can still submit after that, but we might not see it.
Right.
We'll accept that amendment to the amendment or journalistic change to the amendment.
Right. You might want to say something like plan submitted after that date may or may not be. You may want to put that in there then.
Yeah. That final sentence?
Yeah, plans submitted after that day do not guarantee that they will be reviewed by the commission. Something like that.
How does that look to everyone?
Looks fine.
Okay.
I'm happy with it.
So now I'll second Ken's amended amendment for a vote. Can I see a show of hands, all those in favor? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Sorry. I'll go ahead. My screen froze. Who moved and seconded that? I apologize.
Oh, I seconded Ken's original motion and we all approved it.
No, I actually didn't because we didn't really talk much about, I guess it's approved. So I was on mute before. So unfortunately I didn't get to state what I was trying to say, but I think that the complete redistricting plan is entirely redundant, to be honest. It does say elsewhere, all of these numbers. And obviously that would, if we're asking them to do this, it's complete, but I guess we've already voted on it. So I do think that they are two completely different topics and the date and the addition. And I think going forward, we should be considering paragraphs as they are rather than.
Sorry about that, Sarah. I just, as a point of clarification, I agree that the numbers and stuff is, those are already in other parts of this document. What I liked so much about this is that it really points to specific parts of the software to ensure, like, these are the three checks you should be performing to ensure that your plan is complete.
All right. I think, though, in our subcommittee meeting, we discussed about how if you have a document that's too long, people stop reading and stop paying
attention. That's true.
I think that that was what we had a subcommittee meeting where we discussed it at length. And I think that's something we really need to keep in mind as we go through this document further is how long is this document and mm-hmm. how much compliance are we going to get with it if it's so long that it's just being ignored?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think
that this paragraph assists us in compliance. I think it just lengthens the document, but it's been voted on, so.
Okay. But thank you anyway for that. I mean, that's a good point of clarification that we do want to keep that in mind, keeping it short as we go through. The next paragraph is, where are the instructions on how to use MapTitude Online Redistricting? When you click the link provided, you'll be required to establish an account with a username and password. Once completed, a user will find a 6-page quick start guide. You can refer to the guide as you go along, or you may want to print out the 6 pages and have them by your side until you gain a level of comfort. If you are familiar with the basics of using a mouse, clicking, dragging, maximizing, minimizing, saving, you will likely have few problems. Are we all good with that paragraph? Looks like I see nodding. Okay, good. Is technical support on navigating the software available? That answer is no, right?
No, there's an extensive response to that. Look at the-
I sent one to Regis.
It's not there on Ken's because it came afterwards.
Oh, got it.
Let me see if I can dig it up.
Was that an email, Rob?
Yeah, actually, Regis had the final version of it. But
well, it was sent to us with the agenda and everything else from Fawn.
I see. Okay, let's see.
Maybe three bullets. Where you click here, click here, click here. You recall that?
I do. I know it was sent to us in a second draft.
Well, it was sent by Fawn just a couple of days ago.
Put in the draft was sent out with the agenda.
Send the agenda, exactly.
Oh yeah, in the agenda. Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. Let's see the agenda here. I was looking at all the Google documents, not the agenda. All right. Yes, thank you. I will add it later. Do we agree that I'll just put this once I have my digital stuff together?
Sure, it's there.
Yeah, okay, it's there. Okay, perfect. Okay, so Okay. Who is eligible to participate? Anyone who is a resident of Ulster County may participate. When may the public get started, and is there a deadline? Plans from members of the public should be submitted no later than February 28th, 2022. I feel like we can just leave that because we already put the deadline with the caveat that we might accept future plans later. Ken, you had a question though. Will we ask for a verbal explanation of the submitted plan from the submitter? A note that the commission may ask for a presentation should be included. I don't think we would do that, but I'm open to everyone else's input on that.
Well, my suggestion was just putting in a warning so that, you know, people would be aware that we may ask them to present their plan to the commission, not that there's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. This is probably a very simplistic question. It's very, it's a little challenging for me to vote on certain, to make a decision on what we're discussing. So I just have a very simple question because I think I'm missing something here. I guess my question is, trying to articulate it in the right way. What percentage or how much of a burden or responsibility is the redistricting to for the public as opposed to us? Is it 50-50, is it equal or?
No, it's not equal at all. It's our say is the final, say. So basically we could say that no public participation is allowed if we really wanted to, Kathy.
That's what I thought, because it seems to me that I guess I'm going back to what Sarah, her original thought was a few months ago, that it seems we're very accommodating to the public. And I'm not against that. It's just, that's why my question is, if it was a joint effort, then I understand why, you know, I kind of agree with Sarah that we're emphasizing the deadline and so on. So I get, that's why I'm asking this question. I'm trying to understand, you know, are we working side by side with them? And if so, I understand why we're putting this in and why they have to understand and the language we have to put it in for them to understand and have access to it, et cetera, et cetera. I guess quite simply, if not, then why are we putting again the date, the deadline? Like I said,
Kathy, I'll start off with this. I mean, right in the very beginning, we say that this is a responsibility of the seven commissioners to make these decisions, on districting. We have, you know, right from the very beginning, welcome the public. There's a certain precedent that has taken place with the group before us in 2010-2011. To welcome public input. What we're saying here is we welcome it, but the input we want you to know has a rigor to it. And the rigor is that you have to follow all these rules, and you just can't say, I don't want my district divided up the way it was the last time. I mean, you could say that if you wish, and you could put that in an email. It just doesn't count. What we're saying is if you want to do this, you have to look at all 23 districts, not look at them, but create them. And that's a pretty heavy lift.
Okay. Yeah, that clarifies it somehow. I was a little confused as to what the responsibility, you know, it just.
To add to that, I feel like this is just consultation from the public. They may know their neighborhood better than we do.
Okay.
We all come from different places. And to the extent to which they know how neighborhoods are cut, maybe that can help us. And that's why I feel like as I was saying, the deadline needs to be earlier, because if it's in consultation, then it needs to be before we start making our own decisions.
Right.
And not after we've really decided and we're receiving maps still, because I also think that that is more suggestive to the public that they're more involved in this process than they really are. And I don't think that that's fair to the public and transparent either. We want these maps to come in so that we can review them, mm-hmm. see if there's something we can take from it, and then use that information. And maybe we get nothing out of it. And that's entirely fair as well. But to prolong the process well into where we're already deciding, I think is suggestive that they have more of a say, like you were saying, than they really do.
That's what I was getting. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. It makes it easier now. I understand.
And to put a really super fine point on it, we are under zero obligation to take any of this input into consideration in our final maps. The decision is 100% up to the seven of us at the end of the day. But as Sarah said, you know, they might think of something we didn't.
Okay. Maybe thanks for the clarification. Yeah. That's what I was. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a great question though. So thank you.
Totally. So we'll stick with this existing deadline. Ken has made a motion to add a note that the commission may ask for a presentation from individuals that submit plans. So I will, is there a second to that motion?
Second it.
Okay. And all those in favor of adding that note to that sentence or somewhere in the document, I guess there though, because that's where it's highlighted.
Yes.
All right. So we will not add that note this time, but I do think that we could certainly request that even without warning from the public if someone had such an amazing idea that we wanted to invite them in.
Anonymous submissions?
What's that?
Will we accept anonymous submissions?
That's a good question, Rob. You wouldn't really be able to accept to put an anonymous submission, right? Because you have to create an account using an email address, or is that not the case?
Yeah, you have to use a username could be anything, and you could create using a dummy email address too, if you want. Mm-hmm. But I think if they present, then if you want somebody to present, then they would have to reveal themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess in some way we may not even have a way to contact the person submitting the plan.
I don't know if you want to go as far to do this, but you could add.
The question was the other way around. Would we accept plans where we don't know the submitter?
Right.
I would say that we couldn't do so if we're voting on the person needs to be a resident of Ulster County. We would need to know who they are. I think there was discussion in the subcommittee that that is very difficult for us to determine, but you know, if it's, Joe Biden, he lives in Washington, D.C., and we know that he does not live here. If it's someone from Dutchess County that's an elected official, we know that they don't live in Ulster County. But I think it would be very difficult for us to have that rule in this document and then take anonymous submissions.
Well, I'm not suggesting we put anything in the document, but I'm just, you know, as a procedure for the commission, do we accept submissions from unknown anonymous sources?
There's no way to know, Ken.
I think the answer is that we have no way of verifying the identities of the submitters, and that would add a tremendous amount of extra work. I think if someone wants to sit down and take the 7 hours or whatever to create a full district plan, clearly they have some interest in doing it. And I mean, to directly answer your question, Ken, because I feel like no one has yet, I think the answer is basically yes, because we are not able to verify the identities of the people. So in some ways, everyone is kind of anonymous because they could really be anybody, if that makes sense.
But it's something we can take into consideration. Maybe, I see a map that doesn't have a name on it and I don't take it as seriously. And mm-hmm. for certain, that may very well be my approach to some of these maps, should they be submitted with, you know, Mickey Mouse as the name, et cetera.
Totally.
I just need to back up for one moment. The last vote you took not to add the language that we might ask people to present, mm-hmm. I believe that failed 4-2. I just need to confirm, was it Kathy and Ken that voted again in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Next, what if a school class, citizen group, or club composed of several persons wants to participate? Will each of them receive an attentive review? In this case, we would recommend that you follow a protocol similar to the one that COR itself is following. Everyone creates an individual plan, submits it to the group for peer review, shares ideas, implements aspects of the plan by consensus, votes on the best plan, and submits one plan as a collective exercise. Submitting one plan that was created by a group of individuals working together would certainly get more attention than submitting multiple plans individually. Ken has moved that we strike suggesting that they follow a protocol similar to the commission follows. I actually think this paragraph could be shortened further now that I'm looking at it. Well, first let's vote on Ken's motion because I don't want to confuse the issue. I feel like I've done that a lot tonight. I will second the motion to remove that sentence. Can I see a show of hands who approves removing it?
No, I don't, that's fine.
Okay.
Wait 1 second, I gotta just get that vote.
Kathy, were you in favor? I wasn't sure.
What was the sentence, the one that you-
This red one that... here in the struck out sentence.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and, oh, I guess.
What was it? So was there anybody opposed to that?
I think that was unanimous. Correct me if I'm wrong, everyone.
That's what I was just double checking.
Okay. I will further move that we... submits one plan.
I lost sound.
I'll further move that we take out these words that I've highlighted and change it to, in this case, we'd recommend that your group submits one plan as a collective exercise.
That's fine.
Can I get a second to my motion?
Second.
You can. Okay.
And can I see a show of hands who approves? All right. Thank you. Submits one plan as a collective, submitting one plan. Da, da, da. That's much shorter. That's good. Okay. Next paragraph. If a member of the public submits a strong and useful plan, will it be used by the COR? To be clear, the COR appreciates all public input and may incorporate ideas presented to us in maps created by the public. However, the final maps will ultimately be voted on and approved by the commission. We're good with that. And that's, it's a nice, I think we've said it a couple times, but it's a nice clarification.
I didn't make a motion on that, even though I redlined it in my document, just because I thought it was, I was confused by it, but you know, that's probably not really an issue here.
Mm-hmm. What are the deadlines for the COR reapportionment plan? May 20th. I motion that we add the February 28th deadline if we're keeping that language as of the first bullet point. Do we all agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
I'll make this nicer later, but that's, so we're added. That's a placeholder for whatever eventual language. May 20th, 2022, a draft of the reapportionment plan must be completed and made available 10 days prior to one or more scheduled public hearings. And then July 20th, 2022, the commission shall have finalized blah, 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 the finalized, adopted by majority vote and filed the reapportionment plan to the County Board of Elections.
Yeah, the part I thought confused me of that statement was that the public hearings appear to have to be occur before the May 20th date.
Not before May 20th, no.
I don't know the answer to that question. But so Regis, we're not, it will, those public hearings can be after?
Yes, I mean, yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's in the charter.
Okay. So, Ken, did you want?
No further comments on that.
Okay. Okay. Great. Perfect. So, in that case, I think that's the document. Does anyone have any additional comments or concerns? It looks like it's a little more than two pages. So it's a bit of a read, but I think we're already asking them to dedicate hours of their lives to making these maps anyway. So hopefully they'll get through it.
If they're discouraged by the length of this document, they're not going to get
through. Exactly. Exactly.
I just for clarification, I can't recall now. Did we vote on that charter language? Because I didn't believe we did, but it's still in the document.
We did not vote. We voted not to pass it. So I'm sorry. I'll remove it.
Just to ensure that it follows.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Sarah, for that clarification. Okay. So with those edits being made. Sorry, Fawn.
You need to vote on the entire document now, yes, as amended.
Fawn, as a point of clarification, can I update this public submissions line after the fact? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So with
as part of the document.
Say that again, Ken.
I think you just put that in as part of the document that we approve.
Right.
I think he wants to clean up the language a little.
I just want to make it nicer than public submissions. Oh, yeah. Like all plans should be approved, but I don't want to take up everyone's time doing that. So can I then ask for a motion to approve the document as it is with the one final edit of making the language of public submissions just a little bit nicer?
So moved.
Okay. And a second?
Sarah.
And all those in favor of approving the document? Great. Perfect. Well, the motion passes unanimously. So I will just make that one edit later tonight. And then we will, I guess, get that over to you, Rob, to put it on the site.
Fawn.
You send it to me.
Fawn. Okay, perfect. All right. In that case, I will stop sharing my screen so I can see everyone's faces again. And pass it back on over to Rob.
You did a great job.
Thanks for moderating, Andy. That was great.
Very nice. Very, very good. Okay. All right. Let's move on. The next item on the agenda is really a new business item, and it's scheduling group mapping exercises. And, mappings are, that's our main work. We're talking about this. We know we're up against it. We know we have to, in many ways, get moving on it. But many of us are in different places. We know that the commissioners who were involved in selecting the software had a certain early facility with the tool. Then there's Ken, who did mapping with and without the Maptitude. And then there are the rest of us that are struggling along. I'll include myself in that group, and want to personally thank Rob for meeting with me last Thursday to help me with a couple of problems that I had. But I'm loving jumping into it and doing it. But there's another way to go about this, and that is group mapping exercises. So, Rob, if you don't mind, you want to jump in and describe what that is and how it works and how it can benefit us.
Well, I mean, the group, I think that was more of how you wanted that to work. When we sat down, that was more one-to-one. How do I do this? How do I do that? I'm fully happy to help any of the commissioners with that on a one-on-one basis. If they're not sure how to use the program, we could do that over Zoom, or they could come into the office. For a group session where you actually want to work on the county plan in a small group, non-quorum situation, we can schedule something like that. We could either do it in the office or again on Zoom. Personally, I prefer during work hours for my sake, but we can work on something else too.
Well, I guess we have to ask, is there an interest in doing some group mapping with Rob?
With Rob?
Yeah, I mean, well, let me describe what we have in our office just so I know. We have a MondoPad, which is about a 50-inch touchscreen in our office. So we can, big screen, off conference room. So three people could sit down and really see it in big screen and work on it. So that's what we have.
Yeah, maybe just like you said, like maybe just a time for like a tutorial again. I mean, like you said, it couldn't hurt just to go through, show us. I don't have a problem with something along those lines. Maybe not necessarily make our maps together, but another tutorial on what's going on wouldn't hurt.
I guess what I sort of pictured the last time we did this, we set up something in the chambers with a map, and the whole committee sat there because they were really under a time, much quicker time constraint.
Right.
Where Rob worked on a big map. They started with one of the base maps that they liked and tweaked it. I don't remember exactly, but the whole committee was there and weighed in about moving this line here and moving that line there as a group. If you were going to do that without it being a public meeting, you can't have more than three of you in the, you know, on the meeting at a time. But sometimes that's helpful to see how a plan might flesh out if any of you aren't real comfortable with doing it on your own. Sometimes that's a good way to do it. But Rob's even offered to do it one-on-one with you.
Right.
So,
I mean, the way we did it that one time with the last commission, that was kind of the way I imagined this commissioning working, only we have more time if they wanted it, especially if we wanted to increase the number of times we meet in a month that we could work on. So we don't have to do, we work from 9 till 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday. And we did it once.
Right.
So
I sort of feel like maybe it's early to be considering sitting down as a group like that and deciding. Especially if we're taking public maps into consideration, and that perhaps I'm not against the idea of getting us all together in a meeting to do that, but given the open meeting laws. Maybe it's better served to do it later on in the process, February, March.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, would you mind, just to pick up on what Sarah's saying, maybe instead, would you mind just offering kind of what you just did, just offering up your services for anyone that's requesting between now and the next
meeting? That's what I had in mind. I mean, I don't see why, now that we have the software, and we have that, I don't see why at your January meeting, the whole commission can't work to actually start doing a map. Yeah. I don't think you have to wait for feedback from the public before you start doing your own map and physically working through one. I think you're at that point. I think you're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
I just don't know that I feel like I need to do it as a group yet. I do feel like I need to have more time to, and I'm working on a map to work on the knowledge of, I'm not as familiar with the southern end of the county as, you know, maybe Donna is because she's from there. And I want to get a better sense of clicking around on my own before we start making decisions as a group personally. So I think it's a little early. We've only had the software about a month, which included a major holiday. So that's how I feel about scheduling a group meeting at this point. I'm not against it, but I just think it's very soon.
Rob, I wanted to ask you if from your experience in setting individual completion targets for ourselves. So if we take February 28th as a moment where from that point forward, we might be looking at other plans to include in our own, perhaps by that point, February 28th, we really should have a level of comfort, at least I feel like I do, a level of comfort in a plan that I have created and I'm willing to share. I'll just give you an example of what I'm talking about. I did the 23 districts and the numbers worked, but it didn't meet all the contiguity, and I had a lot of unassigned spots, you know, on the map. When I looked at it on Rob's, what did you call it? The Mondo screen, whatever it was called.
Mondo bit.
Yeah. That you know, it was the size of a football, you know, and I could barely see it on my 13-inch Mac. You know, sometimes that really helps. But anyway, I did the 23, and Rob says, why don't you just share it? I says, because I'm not ready. I'm not exactly proud of it yet. You know, I have a lot of holes left in it, and I'm not sure that the way I combined certain municipalities really works. And so I want to do it. I really want to do it again before I share. Now, you were saying, oh, you know, that's okay, Regis, go ahead and share it anyway. But I don't quite feel that way. So what would be the wisdom of sharing what you got? Like Ken has his out there. I'm sure he's met the contiguity and everything else. But Ken, did you share yours yet?
I don't think.
No, I haven't shared it.
Yeah, I mean, you shared it sort of like you took a picture of
it. I didn't share it on Mappitude. I mean, I shared it
on Mappitude. Yeah,
with a report I sent to the commission.
Right.
See what I did and what some of the what I took into consideration.
Sure.
So, I mean, that I shared, and Mike should know I put Kurt Hansen back into Rochester and stole a few of his census blocks and put them in Gardner. But aside from that, it was pretty straightforward. Just worked off the existing map for the most part.
Yeah.
Here's my take. My take is, I mean, I think Sarah's a good point. Sit down, get familiar with it, get to a certain point where you're coming up with original ideas, or at least in your mind, original ideas. And then once you develop a plan and you're comfortable with it, share it. And then it can serve as a starting point for other people, or what I think you're going to find are a lot of similarities any which way it goes. I think there actually aren't that many ways to do this. And I think you're going to find a lot of similarities as you go through it, and you're just going to find it. So maybe take a couple of weeks, come up with a plan on your own and share it. And then you can compare and contrast the differences between them.
So I'm sorry, go ahead, Ken, please.
If we share the plans on Mappitude, doesn't that make the plans available to the public also?
Yeah, anybody who creates an account can use it as a starting point to use for their own map. They can edit it. It wouldn't edit your copy. It would edit the new version that they have. So it wouldn't be yours, if you follow me.
Well, I mean, you put a couple of examples out on the Mappitude. You just copy that, then you go. Mm-hmm. Just make it so they could. I mean, if commissioners share their maps on Mappitude, the general public can access that map, make their own copy of it, and make adjustments to it.
Sure.
Just getting back to target dates again, Rob, do you think that each of us really need to have experience with creating a full map of all 23 districts by, I don't know, by January?
I don't know that everybody has to even know how to use the program, just as long as they, when you all come together to look at a map, when you're looking at one draft together to, just offer input on that draft. So there's nothing that says any commissioner actually even has to create an account on it if they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would help educate and inform them, certainly.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it would be helpful to do something, let's say, for our meeting next month in January, to as an exercise, because we don't really have, I think, anything else to do except to do mapping, right? Am I right about that?
I mean, if you want to, as an exercise, you could create. We could do it as a trial, just as a beta test, kind of, if you will, and say, okay, this is what work out the kinks in the process of what working together like a group would be in creating your own map together. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can say, okay, this is how this flows better as you go to your later meetings, so everybody's not talking all over each other and whatnot.
How does everybody else feel about that? I'm thinking about next month's meeting, doing exactly what Rob is describing.
It's exciting. I'm excited for it.
I guess I wonder what the point of the public input is, though, if we're going to start making the map without we're just going to jump in and start mapping and then not consider it at all. It just seems like a lot of extra. I don't find that that's very transparent, to be honest, for us to hold ourselves out as considering public maps, but be creating maps before there's any maps necessarily to consider and before the deadline that we just spent an hour drafting a document for and deciding a deadline on.
I'm just talking about getting a facility to do this. I mean, have you done this already, Sarah?
I've been playing around with the software. I don't completely understand what you mean by the facility. I mean, at some point, I guess it makes sense to get us all together on one of these meetings and do it, but to be doing it together, to be mapping as a group as early as January, when we have held out to the public that I was suspect about having the public involved because I thought that there would only be public officials submitting maps, to be 100% honest. And I was convinced that we should do it to be transparent. And I actually don't disagree with that idea, but this seems to frustrate the idea of transparency that we're now setting a deadline at the end of February and then, but already going forward and creating this map without having taken any of that into consideration. It doesn't feel, like it's corresponds with what we're holding out we're doing to be now moving forward with map creation before we actually even know that we've gotten this up on the website yet to offer to people.
I'm not sure I agree with you on that. I'm not talking about coming up with a final map that the commissioners all agree to. I'm just talking about creating a map and what goes into it to make it happen.
What is the difference? We're getting together and we're acting as like public officials in a way. We're taking action. We're working on something together. That is moving forward with a map creation. What is the significant difference between, saying we're just getting together as a group to do it, but we'll be on, well, it'll be in person and it'll be an in-person meeting, or it'll be on Zoom where we're sort of discussing. I mean, it's a public meeting where we're making decisions about the map without the consultation of the public that we're holding out that we would like to consider. I mean, okay. it doesn't seem compatible.
Okay.
Have to look at this as an educational process with our own target date is February 28th when the commissioners would have a map. But you're not going to be able to evaluate the public maps unless you've gone through the process yourself.
That's kind of my point, Ken.
Before the February 28th deadline when the public maps will be available.
But you've done that, Ken. You've worked on your own map.
But the rest of the commissioners also have to do it.
I let you speak. And I don't know. I don't understand why you jump in on my speaking. I don't think that's kind. I don't see how the two are the same. But we can work on figuring out how the software works without making decisions as a group officially.
We don't make the decisions until later, but we all should have a better idea of what the map's going to look like before the 28th.
Might I offer a suggestion?
What is the point of having the public involved if we're already going to know what the map looks like?
I never understood that anyways, but the public is involved and we ought to accept their input, but that doesn't mean that should suppress what we do.
Yeah. All right, Ken, you have something? I mean, sorry, Ken, Rob?
I don't know if it's a different process, but as an alternative, I don't think the public can really comment on a plan until you start to put one together. So if the commission works on several drafts and shares them, that would be a very effective way for the public to comment on them by actually having access to them. And that's why I thought the February 28th deadline was a little early. How can they can't respond to anything you do if you're already ended at February 28th.
But isn't that the point of the difference between the May deadline and the July deadline is that the public comments on the map that we come up with? And so there's plenty of time for public comment as per the charter.
If the May deadline, is that when you have to share the draft with the public? Is that what that is?
Yes.
So you could ostensibly come up with a final draft at May 15th then. Or the day before the meeting. And then say, this is our draft. It doesn't have to be done 2 months before.
The draft has to be available to the public 10 days before.
So 11 days before. Does it have to be one final draft or several?
One final draft at that point. I would just point out, Mike, as a member of the public doing this 10 years ago, I believe there were something like 15 maps that the committee looked at, started out with on that Saturday morning. They had 15 maps in front of them with various solutions. The thought that you will be able to sit down at one meeting in January or February and come and walk out of that meeting in an hour with a final map, I think is ambitious. I also think it's a useful tool for the public to see you go through the process, see where you hit a problem, see what things you're considering as you're making your maps, where you, if I recall, I think Mike Baden came up last time with like at least 6 maps that he submitted that each had a solution and each had a problem. Chopping Shangham into 3 pieces or making New Paltz a donut. Those were really controversial things that were discussed at length by the committee back then. And those came out of various plans and the problems that the commission hit making those decisions. So it just would start the conversations about, if you look at this area and say, well, you know, there's, do you want the district with Hurley to have part of it above the reservoir and part of it below? Do you want to make, you know, do you want to still cut Shangham up in 3 pieces? They were promised 3 years ago they wouldn't happen to them again. Maybe it's not even an issue with taking 2,000 people out of part of that district. But I would just say, I don't think it would be an exercise, but I don't think you're going to come up with anything final that you could say, this is our plan.
But I think it just comes down to how comfortable this commission is with holding out to the public that we will consider their plans and moving forward with mapping as a group. Nonetheless, it does not correspond with what we're holding out to the public. It is not transparent. I personally do not feel comfortable with that. If the rest of this commission does, then I'm outvoted. But I don't see how just because we're not doing it as a group doesn't mean we're not coming up with maps. And it doesn't mean we won't have time. We have 2.5 months, slightly more, between the February 28th deadline and when we have to agree on a map. I'm just saying, like, we cannot say one thing as unelected officials, essentially public officials, and do something completely different. And I just want to be on the record saying that I'm uncomfortable holding myself out to that standard. If the commission disagrees, then that is the way it is. But I just want to put that on the record that this is a lack of transparency on our part to be saying we're doing one thing and then doing completely something different.
I don't think it's a lack of transparency at all. I think it's, you know, it's the responsibility of the commission to work in parallel with the public process, to get familiar with the maps, to do the mapping. And when February 28th comes around, to be educated enough and experienced enough to be able to consider the public maps.
No doubt. And we can do that as very bright individuals.
Well, the commission has to do it, not just individuals.
Learning is an individual sport.
Yeah, I think we're repeating ourselves, and we'll let this go for the time being, if you don't mind, folks. Other new business. Can you think of anything that we haven't quite addressed, and that we should either now, today, or in the near future, under new business? Anybody?
Kathy is saying something that is needed.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Kathy was saying something that is needed.
I apologize. I was muted. Sorry. I just have a question for Rob regarding just your services. When are you available? Because I probably will reach out to you.
I mean, 9 to 5, only for Friday.
Okay.
I mean, you just call me and I can try to fit you in if you want to come in, or we can do it over Zoom.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And same goes for everybody.
Okay. Okay.
I will email Rob's contact information to everyone.
That's great. Okay. Under old business, I think that we've covered all of that. Does anybody who is on Zoom or on the phone have anything to comment about anything that we're doing, any of our business? If you do, would you unmute and acknowledge yourself, self-identify, and start speaking?
Okay. Regis, it's Mike Baden.
Hi, Mike.
I just wanted to sort of weigh in. I believe I accidentally shared a plan. I did not intend to share it. It may be out there as a share. I talked to Rob about it. That was my non-familiarity with the current software and clicking on something that I probably shouldn't have clicked on. But I I think I really applaud what the public is saying. I mean, what the committee is saying to the public, in that you do value. It was a really interesting discussion tonight. And I think to weigh in on what Fawn and Rob have sort of reiterated, I really doubt you're going to get that many completed plans. I am the person who took 7 hours to do a plan, and I wasn't entirely happy with it. And I've since gone back and tweaked it some more, and I'm going to continue tweaking it to finesse it. It's a starting point. And I think Rob is correct, and you're going to get into some challenges where there's probably two ways to fix the problem. You can go one direction or you can go the other direction. And just, I think you guys are doing a great job, and just sort of, you know, continue the process the way you're doing it. And it's going to work out really well. So.
Okay. Really appreciate your wisdom, Mike, and your experience. It's really terrific. Thank you so much. Does anyone else, Mike, do you have anything else you want to add? Okay. Anyone else?
No, actually, just if I did indeed share a plan, which Rob said, I called Rob and he said he saw it. Just know by no means is that a finished product. And if you prefer to delete it for now, I'm okay with that. It was, like I said, it was me clicking on the share button when I shouldn't have. And it got shared that I really wasn't intending it to be shared yet. So.
And just to follow up,
I don't see your plan on the
Okay, then maybe I did not share it.
Actually, you have two shared plans, Mike.
I do.
Yeah, you have two shared plans. But, you know, when you share something, that's just a starting point. That is not a submitted final plan. There's a big difference between the two. So,
well, if I have two, the first one is not at all. The second one was the more refined version. So
I can have them removed.
Yeah, just it's probably the best bet. I'm still working, and we'll definitely be sharing something. Not so much as a public official, which I am now, but just as somebody who appreciates this process, and it's part of what got me involved in all this government stuff in the beginning. So thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any final words? Okay, in that case, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn, please. Someone?
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Kathy. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, thank you. All right. Good night. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
And great job, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Okay.